BBC Radio 3.
This is Radio 3. It's exactly at 9 o'clock. Tonight and next week, Drama on 3 presents two companion stage plays by the celebrated French writer Florian Zeller. Next week, you can hear the darkly funny West End hit The Father, featuring Kenneth Cranham's award-winning portrayal of a man grappling with dementia. Tonight, we have The Mother, Zeller's powerful study of empty nest syndrome, starring Gina McKee. It's introduced by its translator, Christopher Hampton. The play contains strong language.
Florian Zeller wrote The Mother in 2009. It therefore precedes the companion piece that he wrote a couple of years later, The Father, which I also translated into English and was the first of his plays to be done in English. Both plays deal with a character whose universe is collapsing, imploding. In the case of The Father, it's a man suffering from incipient Alzheimer's. And in the case of The Mother, it's a woman who is heading for a nervous breakdown, who's suffering from what I believe is called empty nest syndrome. Both characters are treated with sympathy and wit by the author. But the originality of the two plays lies in the fact that we experience these conditions through the eyes or through the feelings of the characters themselves, so that as their reality fractures and fragments, so we are led into the world as they are experiencing it. This doesn't necessarily mean that we can always follow what's happening, but then, of course, neither can the characters.
The Mother by Florian Zeller. Translated from the French by Christopher Hampton. With Gina McKee and Tom Goodman Hill.
There you are.
Yes.
You're a bit late.
A bit, yes. All right.
Yes. Yes. Where were you? This afternoon.
What did you say?
Where were you?
Why?
Just wondered, that's all.
What about you? Good day.
Why are you asking me that when you know the answer?
What is to know?
You're interested.
Yes.
You know perfectly well my day was shitty.
What's the matter with you? Anne?
Nothing. I'm just wondering why you bothered to pretend.
Me? Pretend what?
To be interested.
But I'm not pretending at all, Anne. What are you talking about? I am interested. Very interested.
Well, it's not very interesting. I stayed in, did nothing, waited. Your seminar, is it tomorrow?
Yes.
You're leaving tomorrow?
Yes, in the morning.
Good. Are you happy?
It's only a seminar. You seem upset.
No, it's just... Nicholas.
What?
He still hasn't phoned.
Why should he have phoned?
Because I'm his mother. I left him a message, but he hasn't called back, as usual. I don't understand why he never tells me what's happening in his life. Why he never comes by to see me. Never. He behaves as if I didn't exist.
He's busy.
Doing what?
I don't know. Living.
So?
What?
Where were you?
What do you mean, where was I?
This afternoon.
In the office, darling. Why? What's the matter with you?
I called the office just now.
My office?
Yes. Just now. I wanted to talk to you.
Oh, yes?
And they told me you weren't there.
When?
This afternoon, they told me you weren't there.
I was in a meeting.
Ah, so that's it.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Didn't my secretary tell you?
Everything all right?
Fine.
Where were you this afternoon?
I told you, I was in the office.
You were in a meeting?
Yes.
You're preparing tomorrow's seminar?
No, no connection.
Really? It is Tomorrow, your seminar.
You're worrying me, Anne.
I am.
Yes, you're weird. You are, I promise you. You're weird this evening.
Oh, no, not at all. What makes you say that? I spend my days on my own, bored sick, while you're banging little bitches in hotel rooms so often.
Sorry? What did you say?
I said I'm aware of a great void.
It's your fault as well, you know. You don't do anything. You haven't developed any enthusiasms. You stay here doing nothing. So obviously the world seems dreary to you.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
See?
You have no interests. Since the children left home, it's as if... I mean, you have to find yourself something to do, some focus of interest.
I've been had. That's the truth of it. I've been had all the way down the line.
What are you talking about?
There were the children, yes, I took care of them. I certainly took care of the children. Two children, that's quite something. Well, I say two. Three, including you, because I took care of you as well, and then I took care of this house.
You did?
But now everyone's gone, and here I am, on my own, in this big house. Nobody needs me anymore, and not even a phone call.
Oh, you're exaggerating.
He never phones me. Never. Sarah, I'm not saying, but him... Nicholas, not even a phone call to ask how I am, to... I don't know. Let me hear his voice. He's cut me out of his life.
Yeah, he's in love. It's natural.
Little bitches in hotel rooms.
You... What's the matter with you? Anne, are you all right? You don't look
I'm fine. What about you? Had a good day?
Yes.
You had meetings?
Why are you doing this?
Why am I doing what?
You keep repeating yourself.
You didn't have a meeting.
I did. I told you I did.
Just one?
Yes.
So? Did it go well? Did you close the deal?
Yes.
Great. I'm very happy for you.
And you?
Oh, I just stayed here. I didn't do much. Tidied up a bit. Oh, yes. I did go out. I did some shopping. I bought a dress. You want me to show it to you? You won't like it, though. It's not your style. It's red. Need some bravado to carry it off, or else some really important occasion. I'll wear it to your funeral.
Have you been drinking today?
Me?
Yes, have you been drinking?
Not a drop.
You haven't been drinking?
No. Why are you looking at me like that?
No reason.
Actually, I should never have had children.
What?
I realise now I should never have had children, especially with someone like you. Someone who works, I mean, who has meetings and seminars. It's true. When we met, I was, what, 22? Naive. How could I have known? If you're 22, you have no idea what a huge cheat life is. You don't know anything about it. You can be had so easily, especially by a man like you, apparently presentable, superficially at least. Later, as time passes, you find you have to dig a bit deeper, and that's when you find out the extent of the disaster. Anyway, and I don't mean this as a compliment, Pierre. You were a pathetic father. Really, I've been meaning to tell you.
Me?
Yes, pathetic. The complete opposite of a role model, at least for Nicholas.
Why are you saying this?
It's what Nicholas told me. He told me he's always taken you as an anti-role model. Obviously, he's an artist. He told me that as far as he was concerned, to be anything like you would mean his life was a failure. Now, to some extent, I agree with him.
Are you listening to what you're saying to me, Anne? Are you listening to yourself?
As for Sarah, well, she may have admired you a bit... Yes, vaguely, until she was 9 or 10. You can't blame her for it. After all, you are her father, and then she's not very... She's not very intelligent, if you think about it.
Are you talking about Sarah? Are you talking about your daughter?
Oh, don't make that face. It's never been a secret. I've always preferred Nicholas. Where's the harm in it? But Sarah... I don't know. I find her... sympathetic. Don't you? Right from the time she was born, really. I noticed right away she was unsympathetic. It's something physical, something about her face, some expression. Don't you think? I remember that first day, the day she was born. I remember feeling strangely repelled. What about you? How was your day?
What were you doing while I...
While what? I didn't I? You didn't know what to say.
I was late back. Is that it? Is that why you're angry with me? Is that why?
Your meeting went on longer than anticipated.
Yes, but...
So what's the problem? There is no problem. Why do you always have to make things so complicated? Are you hungry?
I've already eaten.
See?
Listen. Seems to me there's something funny going on. You... Are you feeling a bit tired? Perhaps I should call a doctor.
No! It's just...
Just what?
It's that girl.
What girl?
You know very well. That girl.
Who?
Please.
What?
Stop it.
You mean...
Yes. The girl he's in love with.
Nicholas.
Yes. Do you think she has something against us? I mean, against me.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've no idea. Why?
It's since he's been seeing her. Before, he used to drop by the house on Sundays. Not every Sunday, admittedly, but some Sundays. Whereas now, I leave him messages. He doesn't even answer.
He's growing up.
You call that growing up? I call it being cruel. I hate it.
He's 25.
I know he's 25.
Sometimes you seem to forget.
How could I possibly forget? Let me remind you, I was there the day he was born. No, it's not that. It's something else. Now, I want him to be in love and to live with that... girl. He does what he likes. It's his life. But that's no reason to forget me. I mean, it's ridiculous, but... I'm becoming jealous. Can you understand? Jealous of that... girl when I'm his mother. It's just incredible. It's incredible. Sometimes I tell myself, I should never have had children with a man like you. Cowardice is in the genes. It gets passed on. Like ugliness.
Right. Listen, I'm going to call him.
No!
What?
I don't want you to leave me alone.
Let me at least fetch you a glass of water.
I've been thinking about your seminar story, you know? This seminar tomorrow? It is tomorrow morning you're leaving. If you knew how much it makes me love a seminar. Now, I can just imagine you trying to think of some excuse to explain your trips away. You really think I'm jealous? I am. But not on your account. He's the one I miss. He's my son, and I'm in the process of losing him. Oh, my little darling. My joy. Whereas I've already lost you years ago, so go off with your girlfriends. Whatever happens, I'm already on my own. I've been hired all the way down the line.
What were you saying?
I was saying what an asshole you are. Anyway, you had a good day.
Take this.
Oh. Water?
Yes.
Isn't there anything else?
No, better not.
I'd prefer to glass.
I know, but no. It's water.
Mm. Thanks.
Better?
Yeah, all right.
Sure.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Better?
Yes, much better.
You ought to go to bed.
Oh, I'm not tired.
All the same, you ought to go. You ought to take a sleeping pill.
Mm. What about you? You had a good day.
Are you doing this on purpose, Anne? Are you doing this on purpose?
What?
You've already asked me dozens of times.
Asked you what?
Asked me if I've had a good day.
Me? Don't talk nonsense. You seem peculiar, Pierre. You do, I promise you... Have you been drinking? Pierre, look me in the eyes. Have you been drinking?
Look.
You have been drinking!
So what are you playing?
Me? Nothing. I'm just concerned about you, that's all. By the way, it is tomorrow your seminar, isn't it?
Stop it! Do you hear me? Stop pissing me about!
I know very well you're going to end up leaving me. What difference does it make if it's tomorrow or some other day?
What are you talking about?
I'm not an idiot. I may seem like one, but I'm not an idiot.
What are you talking
about? I know very well you're going to end up leaving me.
Are you saying this because of the seminar?
Now the children are gone, there's nothing to keep you here. I know all that.
You're talking gibberish.
Stop treating me like an idiot! I know it's your turn. You all leave one after the other, having used me up. I'm no use to you anymore. You always told yourself you wouldn't leave because of the children. Now they're not here anymore, so what are you waiting for? The door's wide open.
You're off your head,
Anne. You're finally going to live the life you want to. No need to hide. It's going to be a huge relief to you. A huge relief. No need to invent these seminars for me or meetings. You'll be able to have it off with your little whores in broad daylight. Fuck them from behind, you know. Basically, you're a really horrible man. I hate to say this, Pierre.
What?
You're a horrible man. Ah, there you are.
Yes. I'm a bit late. Didn't you get a message from my secretary?
Yes, I did. She told me you had a meeting.
Yes.
Did it go well?
Yes, yes. We finally closed the deal.
The Marcusen deal?
Yes, finally in the bag.
Great. You must be pleased.
More exhausted than anything else. What about you? Everything all right?
All right. Nothing special.
You stayed in?
Yes. Tidied up a bit.
You eaten?
Yes. There's some chicken left in the fridge. If you feel like it,
No, thanks. I'm not really hungry. So, you stayed in. I mean, all day.
Hmm? Yes. Well, no. I did some shopping. I bought a dress. Guess what colour? Red.
Red?
I know. Now I need to find the right occasion to wear it.
You're right. You seem...
What?
I don't know. Gloomy, are you?
No. No. By the way, I meant to tell you, I left Nicholas a message. I suggested he come to lunch next Sunday with...
With Elodie?
Yes, with her. I'd like it if both of them could come to lunch, don't you think?
What, this Sunday?
Yes, it's
my... But you know very well I won't be here.
How come?
Well, I have this seminar, Anne. I told you about it.
The one in Dijon?
Yes, I'm leaving in the morning.
But I thought it... It's going on till Sunday.
Of course, it lasts 4 days. You couldn't suggest the week after. If not, never mind, do it without me, except I'd have liked to see them.
Anyway, he hasn't even answered. When I leave him messages, it sometimes takes him a week to get back to me.
Listen, do what you like, and let me know.
Yes. I don't know why he never calls me back.
Nicholas?
Yes. I leave him messages. It sometimes takes him a week to get back to me.
Well, it's natural.
You think it's natural?
I mean, he has his life.
Me too. I have my life. It doesn't stop me thinking about him.
Well, I expect he'll call you tomorrow.
Yes. What about you? You're leaving tomorrow?
Yes. I get a train in the morning.
I'm sure you haven't packed yet.
What makes you say that?
I know you. Better than you think. I know you by heart, Pierre. By heart, you know what I mean?
What makes you say that in that tone of voice?
Well, I've been married to you for years. You know how long we've been married?
Of course I do.
How long?
Hmm?
How long?
How long? That's easy.
25 years.
Yes, right, 25 years. Happy years.
In fact, I was thinking about all of this just now, about our marriage. Yes, and I was thinking... You realise how young I was? I was 22. I was Sarah's age.
Sarah's 23.
Huh?
I said Sarah's 23.
Yes, but that's what I mean. I was younger than she is. I was younger than our children.
Yes.
Seems scarcely credible.
Yes. It's gone quickly.
Too quickly, you mean? Seems like yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday and you're leaving tomorrow.
I'm not going very far.
Yes, you are. You're going a long way. You're going much too far.
You think Dijon's a long way?
Huh?
You think it's a long way, Dijon?
No. You're right.
It's 2 hours on the train.
I hate to say this, Pierre.
What? What?
No. Nothing.
Up already?
You're very observant this morning. What's the matter with you?
I'm late. I didn't wake up.
You're late?
Yes, for my train. I'm late. How are you? Sleep well?
No.
I heard you last night. You got up, didn't you? Couldn't you sleep?
No, well, hardly. Does it show?
No. But what happened?
He came back.
Who?
Nicholas, he's here.
Nicholas? Where?
In his room. He's asleep.
Oh, yes. What's he doing here? I mean, this wasn't planned.
He came back during the night. He's still asleep.
Why did he come back? Did he tell you what the matter was?
He didn't tell me anything.
He came back during the night?
Yes.
And you didn't ask him what the matter was?
I didn't see him. I didn't want to wake him up.
So, why didn't you sleep?
I don't know. I woke up during the night. I had an intuition that he was here, that he'd come back. So I got up and I went to his room. No, because this time he was there. I wasn't mistaken this time. He really was there. He was asleep, fully dressed on his bed. My big boy.
Listen.
What?
Are you sure he's here? I mean, are you sure?
But I've just told you.
Yes, I know.
So call me crazy while you're at it.
I'm going to see him.
No!
What?
You'll wake him. Have your coffee. I'm sure he won't be long. Have your coffee while you're waiting. He'll be down soon. Give him a chance to wake up.
You've made some coffee?
Yes. Help yourself. It's all ready.
You haven't seen my black jacket. I can't find it.
It's in the hall, I think. I'd be so happy to see him, won't you?
You speak as if we hadn't seen him for years.
It feels like years.
I'm late. I'm really going to have to go.
Yes.
My train's in... Anyway, I'll have to leave soon.
I know. Yes. To Dijon.
I can't understand why I didn't wake up.
I switched off your alarm. I switched off your alarm.
My alarm, it didn't go off.
Really?
No.
Why do you think he's come back?
Who?
Nicholas. Why has he come back?
Anne.
I'm asking you.
How do you expect me to know? I've no idea. To see us, to see you.
In the middle of the night. If he wanted to see us, he wouldn't have come in the middle of the night. He knows very well that in the middle of the night we're asleep, usually.
What do you mean?
I'm wondering if...
If what?
I'm wondering if he hasn't split up with...
With Elodie?
Yes, with her. Don't you think? Oh, it was the first thing that came into my head. When I saw him last night on his bed, I said, he must have split up with Elodie.
Do you think?
I don't know, maybe. If not, why would he have come back, I mean, with no warning, in the middle of the night?
Maybe you're right.
If that's the case, he'll want to come back and live here.
There are other possible explanations?
Oh, yes. Such as?
I don't know. He'll tell us.
I'm sure that must be what it is. He split up with that girl. It doesn't surprise me. He's much too sensitive to be able to live with a girl like that. That they must, yes. They must have had a row, and he'll be coming back to live here. I'm so happy.
Anne.
You're making a face as if it were bad news.
If he's had a row with Elodie, I don't see how that constitutes good news.
Living with my son again is the best thing that could possibly happen to me. Apart from your death.
Sorry?
Of course it's good news.
What did you say?
It's good news. Who knows what might have happened while you were away for 4 days.
What are you talking about?
I might have felt so lonely. Oh, times like that, you don't know what you might do. You could grab a bottle of sleeping pills, for example. You could swallow them with a mixture of other drugs and then stretch out on a bed and gently slip away.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that now everything's going to be all right. I'm not worried about your going away anymore, because it's true, I was so unhappy about you going off to this seminar. Without me, I mean.
It's a seminar, Anne. I'm not going to take you to a seminar. It's a work thing. A seminar. It's not a rest cure. What proves it is it's happening in Dijon. Shit.
Sometimes I have dreams about murdering you. They're my favourite dreams. I feel I'm really getting some rest, you see, when I have those dreams. It does me a tremendous amount of good. But I know how to tell the difference between dreams and reality. I know how to tell the difference, I assure you.
Why are you saying this? So I'll stay? What's all this about drugs?
An idea that's been floating around my head.
Floating around your head?
Yes.
Are you saying this to stop me going to my seminar? Is that it? Are you blackmailing me?
Would it bother you to get back and find me dead? Now tell me, honestly, would it bother you?
I'm going to cancel myself.
Why? There's no point. Everything's fine.
No, everything is not
fine. I'm telling you, everything's fine. Now that Nicholas is here, now he's back, my boy.
I'm going to cancel my seminar.
Oh, will you stop using that word?
What word?
Will you stop lying all the time? Nicholas. Did you sleep well?
Not very.
Oh, would you like some coffee?
Please. Sorry to turn up without warning.
No, not at all. It's your home. There's no reason to be sorry, my love. Is there?
No. Of course not.
Your father has to leave. He has a seminar in Dijon. You think there's such a thing as a seminar in Dijon? Anyway, he has to leave to get his train. His alarm didn't go off this morning. I switched it off, but he doesn't know about that. I realise it's nothing to be proud of. It was just a small act of revenge. A small act of revenge for all the things he's done to me. Or rather, for all the things he never does to me anymore. Would you like some coffee?
Please.
Just a minute, there's some in the kitchen. It's all ready.
You have to go.
Yes. Work.
Right away?
Pretty much. I'm running a bit late.
What's the matter with her?
She's still fragile. Oh,
I thought things were getting better.
Comes and goes, as you know. I'm a bit worried about her at the moment.
When are you leaving?
Now. I have to go, otherwise I'll miss the train. You all right?
Okay.
Nothing serious?
No, nothing serious.
You... Well, I... Good of you to drop by. She keeps saying I never come to see her.
I know. She leaves me messages. Don't worry, I'll look after her.
Yes. Good. I better go and pack.
Have you told her?
Have you told her? Not yet.
Here you are, darling. Your coffee.
Thanks, Mary.
Oh, would you like something else? Toast or something? Would you like me to squeeze you some juice?
I'll go and pack.
Right, yes, go and pack. Are you sure you don't want something else?
Oh, that's nice of you, but no.
Do you believe this stuff about seminars?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, not that it matters. How are you?
How about you?
I'm all right. I'm happy to see you.
Me too.
What's happened? Why have you come back? I mean, just like that, no warning.
It's tricky.
You don't want to talk about it?
No, not really.
Is it because of her?
Mum.
Just tell me. Is it because of her?
Yes.
I knew it. Are you unhappy? In any case, you know you can stay here as long as you like. You won't get in my way at all.
Oh, that's good to know.
You can stay here as long as you like.
Yes.
Do you think you'll be staying long?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to see.
Have you split up? Did she cheat on you?
Hmm?
Did she cheat on you?
What makes you say that?
It's my guess, that's all. I'm sure she slept with another boy and you found out about it. Is that what happened? Oh, it's bound to be. It's always the same story. She slept with another boy, not to mention the fact she probably enjoyed it much more than she did with you. Much, much more. It's obvious, though. I know, you must feel humiliated, darling. It's a stab in the heart. I understand. Let's put the whole thing behind you once and for all.
I just came back here to sleep, Mum, for one night.
You know you can stay here as long as you like.
Yes, you've already said that.
Oh. How did you find out? Did you catch her at it?
What?
With the other boy. You came home earlier than expected and found her in another man's arms. Is that what happened?
We had a row, that's all.
And you walked out of the flat?
Yes.
You were right.
You never really liked her.
Who?
Elodie.
Oh, I found her vulgar.
Who? Elodie?
And quite ugly. Physically, I mean. And she wasn't a nice person, morally speaking.
Nothing.
No, no, tell me.
She didn't like you much either.
Really? Why? Did she say why?
Oh, she said that you were trying to stop me from living. She said you couldn't live without me. She said I was your breath, your inspiration, and that you didn't want to live outside my orbit. She said you wouldn't let me grow up. That you'd rather destroy me than let me grow up away from you. She said that you loved me too much.
Honestly, I've no idea where she got all that from. Love you too much, it's meaningless. You can't love someone too much. You love them or you don't love them. That's what I think. Don't you? Don't you agree? If that's the sort of thing she said to you, she can't have loved you very much.
She loves me. I know. She loves me.
She loves you after what she's done to you. Oh. Perhaps I do love you too much. All right, let's admit it. And I hate to say this. If she's made you this unhappy, she didn't love you enough.
I'm late. Hmm? It's the alarm. I didn't hear it. I mustn't be long, otherwise I'll miss my train. How are you? Sleep well? I heard you last night. You got up, didn't you? Couldn't you sleep?
No, well, hardly. Does it show?
Oh.
Nicholas!
Morning.
See, I told you he'd be down soon. Did you sleep well, darling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. What about you? Is everything all right?
You came back last night.
How many times do you need to be told a thing before it sinks in? Come and have some coffee. It'll do you good.
Yes, please. Thanks.
Your father can't stay.
I have to leave. I have a seminar.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
So you're leaving?
Right away. In fact, I'm a bit late. Bad timing.
Off you go, then. Otherwise you'll miss your train.
Yes. I better go and pack.
How long are you going for?
4 days. A seminar on microcredits.
In Dijon?
Yes.
Some more coffee, Nicholas? I'll go and fetch some. It's all ready. Would you like some more?
Please. Yeah, run out.
You better go if you're so late.
Yes, I'm going. What about you? You all right?
I'm okay.
Nothing serious. You know, I mean...
What do you mean?
Nothing, so... Everything's all right.
Yes. Sorry to turn up without warning.
No, not at all. Your mother's happy. She often says she doesn't see enough of you.
I know. She leaves me messages.
You know, she's often on her own since Sarah left.
She comes back at weekends, doesn't she?
Sarah, sometimes. Not very often.
And you're here, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Not always. I mean, you know, work. We need to keep an eye on her.
Yes.
Right, I'm going to finish packing.
Here's your coffee. You used to drink tea in the mornings, remember?
Oh, yes.
You never had coffee. It's since you... Anyway, you drink coffee now.
I'll be back.
Would you like something else? Toast or something?
It's nice of you, but no, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yes.
I got up in the middle of the night and I saw your jacket in the hall. That's how... You know, your black jacket. Mm. That's how I knew you were here.
I meant to warn you, but
there's no need to warn us. It's your house as well. I was just thinking about when you were little. In the morning, I used to get up before you to get your breakfast ready. Do you remember? I loved doing that. Putting your little bowls on the table, heating up the water, fetching the jam out of the fridge, and then waking you up. It was like a ritual. I loved it. And then I used to take you to school. Do you remember? I was thinking about it this morning. I just loved that period of my life, you know? I loved it so much. Yes. I think I was really happy in those days. Anyway, I hope you're all right.
Okay.
You...
What?
You've had a row, haven't you?
Listen, Mum, I don't much want to talk about it, sorry. But... Well, you understand.
No problem. Yes.
Sorry, but I...
No, I understand.
Yes,
I... And in any case, I'm always happy to see you. You're my darling. You know that. And you can always rely on me.
Thanks, Mum.
My little boy. Do you have clean underwear? Would you like me to do some washing for you?
I don't know. Must have some stuff upstairs.
Not much, I don't think. You took it all with you.
Did I?
Yes, but if not, you can always borrow from your father's things in the meantime.
Well, we'll see.
Yes, but do you think you'll stay? Do you know Sunday is Mother?
Right. Sorry to leave in such a hurry, but I have to go.
Yes, we got that.
Yes. Well, I'm off. I'm quite late. I'll ring you.
Are you leaving like that?
Like what?
Haven't you got something to say?
Well, I'd have to... Yes, you mean to clarify the situation. As regards... In fact, the situation is complicated. In the end, the stakes are quite high. microcredits. But I'll phone when I get there. All right. Right. See you Sunday.
There we are. He's gone. This morning, when I told him you were here, that you'd come back during the night, he didn't believe me. I could tell by the way he reacted. He thought I was making the whole thing up to... I don't know. To annoy him. I told him you'd come back. You'd come back during the night, and he looked at me coldly. The way you would look at a madwoman. He must have been saying to himself, she's pretending to be crazy to delay me, to stop me leaving. That's what he was saying to himself. Can you imagine? His face. You should have seen his face when you walked into the room. He couldn't get over it. He couldn't get over it. Neither could I. I said to myself, here he is. He's back. My darling's back. Oh, you're back. Now, tell me you're not going to go away again. Now that you're here, you're not going to go away again. You're not answering. Why aren't you saying anything? You're not saying anything, but I know what you're thinking.
Right. Sorry to have to leave in such a hurry.
Oh, you finished packing already?
Yes, I did it quickly. I didn't want to miss my train. Were you talking to yourself?
No.
You all right?
Yes.
You look a bit remote.
Me?
Yes. What were you thinking about?
Nothing. I was remembering the days when... The days when I got up in the morning. I got up to get breakfast ready for you with the children. Do you remember? Afterwards, I used to take them to school.
Yes.
You remember? I miss it sometimes.
Anyway, why don't you try going back to bed, don't you think? It was nice of you to get up this morning and have breakfast with me, but it's still early. You look exhausted.
You're the one that exhausts me.
Hmm? Right. Well, I'll ring you when I get there. And take care.
Of what?
Of yourself. Come on. See you Sunday.
Why aren't you saying anything, Nicholas?
She still hasn't called.
Have you seen my dress?
It's 2 days now.
You walked out, Nicholas. Be logical. Why are you expecting her to call?
No, I'm not expecting her to. I'm simply remarking that she hasn't called.
Why would she call here? I mean, why here? You didn't tell her where you were going.
Well, she must suspect I've come back here. Where else would I go other than here?
Have you seen my dress?
Is it new?
Yes. I bought it yesterday. Do you like it?
It's
Do you like it?
It's red.
You don't like it?
Yes, I do. It suits you.
You think so?
Yes.
What age do you think I look in this dress?
I don't know.
How about going out somewhere this evening?
Where?
I don't know, somewhere.
To do what?
I don't know, just to get out. To get some fresh ideas. 2 days now you've been going round in circles.
Is that why you put that dress on?
I bought it the other day for no particular reason. It was the colour I liked. Well, what do you think?
I don't really feel like going out is the thing.
It'll do you good.
I'm not really in the mood.
That's what I mean. We could go and eat somewhere. Order shellfish with a good wine, don't you think? And afterwards, yes. Go out dancing. Get out a bit. Get some fresh ideas.
It's nice of you, but I'd rather not.
You never answered me. Don't you think this dress makes me look younger?
Mum.
What? It's just a question.
I have no idea.
Just say a number. What age do you think I look?
I've always been bad at numbers.
What do you think people would say if they saw us arm in arm? They wouldn't necessarily think you were my son. Maybe they'd say to themselves, oh, look, there she is, her young lover.
Stop it.
Yeah. What I'd like to do this evening is go out with my young lover.
I told you I am not in the mood.
Then what would you like?
I'd like you to just leave me alone in peace.
Sorry. You're right. Would you like me to fix you something to eat?
It's nice of you, Mum, but, you know, I'm not hungry.
Are you still just as unhappy?
I'm having trouble breathing, if you really want to know.
You have always been like this. So sensitive, whereas your brothers were always much tougher, much better equipped for life. They weren't as melancholy as you are.
Why are you saying this?
What?
I don't have any brothers, Mum.
I know.
So?
I just meant you've always been different.
It's not that. It's just that that girl meant everything to me. Everything, you know?
But you're the one who walked out.
It doesn't make any difference. I could have stayed.
Well, then. Listen. If you like, take a sleeping pill. It'll do you good.
A sleeping pill?
Yes.
But why?
If you combine it with this little blue pill... Oh, look, things will feel much better. You'll see.
What is it?
A drug. I take them all the time.
What, to sleep?
No, to stay alive. It'll do you good. Here, take it.
Thanks.
I take them all the time.
What are they for? Is it a tranquilizer?
Downer, upper, it's a bit of everything. Mm. I take them all the time. That's it. Now... let's try and cheer up, shall we? Well, I'll take you out to dinner. Grief is the enemy of life.
Oh, I don't know.
We'll take my car.
Are we going far?
Yes, a very long way.
Where?
As far away as possible. Hello?
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see you. Hello?
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. I was sure you'd be here.
What do you want?
I don't know. To talk to you.
What about?
There's nothing to say.
It's so painful. I don't understand why you walked out like that. So brutal.
You don't understand why?
Well, I do, but it seems so brutal.
You should have thought of that before. It's too late now.
Mum.
What?
I know I'm not welcome. I accept that it's all my fault, but I couldn't leave it like that without talking to you. I haven't slept for 2 days. Aren't you going to say something? Anything?
No.
Nicholas?
What?
Say something.
I'm having doubts.
What?
I don't know what to do.
Don't let yourself be taken in, Nicholas. Look at her.
I am.
But look at her properly, Nicholas. They all go through the same routine.
I'm letting myself be taken in, Mum.
She comes to look for you. She says 2 words and you're ready to jump back in.
Yes, but she's beautiful.
Beautiful. There's no point in exaggerating.
Yes, but look at the way she's looking at me.
I can't see anything special.
You can't see it?
No, she's just a girl looking at you. A girl like any one of dozens in your life.
It's her rainbow eyes.
Her rainbow eyes? What about her eyes?
They bowl me over.
Nicholas! We were supposed to be going out for seafood. Just the two of us. We were supposed to be going out dancing this evening. Yeah. We were going to spend the evening together, remember? You're not going to cave in, are you? Oh, tell me you're not going to cave in and leave me all on my own.
Of course he's going to cave in. I'm young and beautiful.
What?
I'm 25 years old. I'm young. So is he. We want to live.
What about me?
What about you?
But, what's to become of me in all of this?
I don't know.
Oh, you make me feel sick.
Here.
What's that?
A handkerchief.
I didn't say I wanted to blow my nose. I said I wanted to throw up. Now I want to cry. Give me back the handkerchief.
Let yourself go.
Yes, let yourself go, Mum. Better?
Right, shall we go?
Yes, let's go.
Don't you want something to eat?
No, thanks. We'd rather go and eat at a restaurant.
What kind of a restaurant?
A seafood restaurant.
Oh, with shellfish?
Yes.
And what will you have to drink?
A good wine, I imagine.
Yes.
White?
Probably.
And what about me? What am I going to do?
You? You'll stay here on your own. You'll eat a few biscuits. After the restaurant, we're going to make love. We'll go hard at it. It'll be great. He'll have me on the table in the front room, and my body will bump against the wooden table, and it will go bang, 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 bang.
Right. We'll be off, Mum.
We have so many things to say to one another.
Yes.
So many things to do.
Yes.
So we'll say goodbye.
Wouldn't you like to stay a while longer?
No. It's better if we go now.
I have a bottle of wine. Otherwise, I'll only drink it all on my own. With the drugs I'm taking at the moment, I'm a bit scared of mixing. It could be dangerous.
Thanks, but we'd rather go.
Thanks for everything, Mum. Thanks for everything.
Yes, thanks. Do you mind if I call you Mum?
Right.
Yes, it's late.
We'll say goodbye, Mum. So, goodbye.
Yes, goodbye, Mum.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. I'm sorry to disturb you. I'm not disturbing you. Am I disturbing you?
Oh, depends what you mean by disturb.
I'm looking for Nicholas. I decided he was bound to be here.
What do you want?
I'd like to talk to him. Is he not here? I decided he was bound to be here.
He isn't here.
Really? Didn't he sleep here? I mean, haven't you heard from him? I've been looking for him everywhere. You've no idea where he is.
He's out. I expect he'll be back soon.
I absolutely have to speak to him. Will it disturb you if I wait for him?
Oh, thing is, I have to go out.
Oh?
Yes, I have to go out. Shame. Is there something you'd like me to tell him?
Could you ask him to call me?
I'll tell him.
Yes, please. And tell him it's important. I have to speak to him. One way or another, I have to speak to him.
I'll tell him.
Did he tell you? Did he say we'd had a row?
Yes, obviously.
It's so stupid. It doesn't make any sense. I can't understand why he walked out like that. So brutally. You can't smash everything up like that without even discussing
it. What do you want, Elodie?
I want him to understand how much he means to me. I didn't sleep all night.
It shows.
Does it?
Yes. You look terrible. If I were you, I'd go to bed.
Oh, I won't be able to sleep until I've spoken to him.
I've already told you he's not here.
Then what should I do? Tell me. What should I do?
Perhaps you ought to leave him in peace for a while. and change your dress.
My dress? What? Why? What's wrong with my dress?
It's not really your colour. Red's beautiful, it is. But not on you. I just bought one myself. Look! Really suits me, don't you think?
Yes.
Makes me look younger, I think.
Perhaps, yes.
We're planning to go out this evening. Get a bit of fresh air. You see, I'd like him to rethink some of his ideas. He's been unhappy for months because of you. But things are going to improve now. We're going to be happy.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Hmm?
If I smoke, would you mind?
Yes, I would. It's funny. You remind me of someone.
Who?
Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah. Nicholas's sister. Yes, there's something about your face.
Really? I don't know her.
Since we left, we don't see her very often. It's given us a break. Right. I'm sorry. I have to go out. I told you I didn't want you to smoke. No, I don't want to have to throw you out. I've no idea when he'll get back. Maybe it won't be too late.
Then could you please give him this?
Hmm?
It's a letter.
You want me to give it to him?
Please.
All right.
It's important.
I'll give it to him right away.
And tell him I'll be waiting for his call.
Yes.
It's so stupid. If you knew how angry I was with myself.
If it's any consolation, he's very angry with you too. Only this morning he called you a little whore. Right.
Yes. I must go.
Yes, that'd be best.
Sorry. Thank you. Thanks, and I'll see you soon.
Mm-hmm. See you soon, Elodie.
And don't forget the letter.
She still hasn't called.
Have you seen my dress?
It's 2 days now.
Stop rehashing. You left her. Why are you expecting her to call?
I'm not expecting her to. I'm simply remarking that she hasn't called.
Why should she call here? I mean, why here? You didn't tell her where you were going.
She must suspect I've come back here.
Have you seen my dress?
Yes.
I bought it yesterday. Do you like it? Do you like it? How about going out somewhere this evening?
Just now. Just now. Yes? While I was asleep? Someone rang the bell.
Oh.
Yes? Someone rang the bell. Who was it?
When?
Just now. While I was asleep. Who was it?
Nobody. Next door neighbour.
Next door neighbour?
Yes. Why? He happened to be passing. So, what do you think? We could go out somewhere. Oh, you're not going to tell me you're tired. You've been asleep all day.
I would have been asleep all evening as well, except for that bell ringing.
What bell?
The next door neighbour. Why didn't you give me the letter?
Hmm?
Why? Didn't you give me the letter?
What letter? We could go and eat somewhere, don't you think? And afterwards, go out dancing. Get out a bit, get some fresh ideas.
I'm not in the mood for going out.
Oh, I understand that. I just suggested it. You get some fresh ideas.
I don't want fresh ideas.
Then what do you want?
To be left in peace. To sleep. I'd like to sleep for a week, for a month.
Oh, no, you're not going to bed already.
Yes.
Wouldn't you like to eat something?
I am not hungry.
Not thirsty. You wouldn't like me to bring you something when
no,
you're in bed.
No, I just want to sleep. Do you understand?
Maybe I'll get breakfast ready for tomorrow morning. Yeah, I'll get it ready now. I'll put his bowl on the table.
just in case he wakes up very early. That's what I'll do. I'll get his breakfast ready, just like I used to.
Are you drinking this early? Anyway, I have to go. I don't want to be late.
Honestly, you're really starting to annoy me with these lies. These stories about your seminar, all these stories. Can't you stop treating me like an idiot? Can't you just stop treating me like an idiot the whole time?
Are you sure everything's all right? You seem a bit gloomy today. You ought to find yourself a hobby, some focus of interest. You must be tired. It's early. You ought to go back to bed. Right, I better go if I don't want to miss my train.
Fuck you! Piss off, do you hear me? Piss off!
Are you sure everything's all right?
Oh, no. No. Everything's not all right. Everything's far from all right.
What's the matter?
Oh, my head's spinning.
Why would that be?
It's because of the sleeping pills.
What? What sleeping pills?
Oh, I've taken too many at once, along with the little blue pills. And now it feels as if my head's going to explode. And alcohol. I don't understand what's happening to me.
Don't worry, it'll pass.
You think so?
Of course.
It's scaring me.
No, no.
I feel as if I'm about to die.
You want me to go?
No. I want you to stay here.
I'll go. It's probably the next door neighbour. Oh, it's you.
Are you ready?
Who is it?
Is your suitcase packed?
It's ready.
I hope you haven't forgotten anything.
No.
Have you told her?
Hmm?
Have you told her?
No, not yet. Good. Shall we go? Just a minute. Well, I'm going. I wouldn't want to miss my train. Do you understand? This seminar's important. It's high stakes for me. I hope you understand. It's a complicated field, the world of microcredits. I can't afford not to go. Hmm. Yes, considering the international economic situation. Yes. So, see you Sunday.
Goodbye, Mum.
Sarah? Nicholas, what are you doing?
What do you think?
Are you leaving? Are you abandoning me? No, please don't. Stay a little longer. Not you. No, not now.
I can't.
Please. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done it. I acknowledge my mistakes.
Anyone would think you wanted to stop me from living.
Of course not, my little one. On the contrary, you know I love you. Stay with me a bit. You can go back to her later. Stay with me till Sunday, at least till Sunday. You can go back to her later. I can't be on my own, do you understand? I can't be on my own.
Stop it!
Nicholas, it's Mum. I wanted to know if you got my message. My last message you didn't answer. Why won't you come for lunch here? You could come on Sunday with... I mean, you could both come. Well, so think about it and let me know. Oh, wait, don't go away.
Am I disturbing you?
Now what do you want? I already told you he's not here.
Sorry?
How many more times do I need to repeat things? He's not here. He's not here.
I'm making a delivery.
What delivery?
All right, you can come in.
What's this?
A bed.
Yes, I can see it's a bed. Why are you delivering a bed to my house? I already have one.
It's a hospital bed.
What am I supposed to do with a hospital bed?
You could always get in it.
But I don't want to go to bed.
The sheets are clean.
What difference does that make?
Lie down.
Oh.
You've taken too many pills and mixed them with alcohol.
Have I? So what business is it of yours?
You're starting to feel faint.
What are you talking about? Who asked you to put this bed in my living room?
The next door neighbour.
What next door neighbour?
Yours. He found you on the floor. Bit of luck he happened to be passing. Otherwise you could still be there.
Does my husband know what's going on? But where is my husband?
He's left for the seaside with a young woman. He won't be back till tomorrow. For Mother's Day. Come along. Get into bed.
No.
Please.
I said no.
Don't force me.
So to what?
To force you.
Oh, get out of my house.
Catch hold of her.
No! No! I don't want to!
You'll be much more comfortable.
I want my husband. I want my children.
It's all going to be fine. You'll grow old on your own, unhappy and alone. No one will care about you. You'll suffer a lot, and everything will be as it was. Be calm. It'll be very painful. You'll have so much suffering. It's all going to be fine. You'll grow old all on your own, unhappy and alone.
Going on?
Relax.
Where am I?
You've been asleep for... You took too many sleeping pills, Mum. You've been asleep all day.
Where am I?
I'll go and get the nurse. I'll go and tell her you've woken
no,
up.
No, wait. Don't leave me on my own.
I'll be back.
No, stay with me. Just for a minute.
You all right?
I'm awake, am I? My eyes are open. Look. My eyes are wide open.
Yes, Mum.
That proves I'm awake, doesn't it?
Yes.
What am I doing here? Did you bring me? Oh, quick. Let's go back home.
You'll have to stay here a while, Mum.
Did you bring me here?
You were found stretched out in the living room. Don't you remember?
What? In the living room?
A whole bottle. You'd taken a whole bottle after we quarrelled.
We quarrelled?
Don't you remember?
No. Was it because of the letter? Is that why we quarrelled? I thought you didn't want to hear any more about her, that girl.
Are you feeling better?
I don't seem to be able to get up.
That's normal. You'll need to wait a bit.
Thanks for coming.
Did I have a choice?
You hate me.
I came to tell you I'm going back to live with her, and that this time you'll have to let go of me. There's no question of your starting in again. Do you understand? No question. Otherwise, I'll have to... Do you understand? I'll have to disappear for good.
And how would that be different?
This is the really hard bit.
Is it?
Yes.
Why? What's going to happen?
I'm going to hug you.
Yes?
I'm going to hug you very tight, and then I'm going to put my hands around your neck.
Oh?
Yes. And then I'm going to squeeze. I'm going to squeeze very tight. And I'm going to look you in the eye. And you're going to look at me. But you won't say anything. You won't even beg for mercy. You'll just let yourself go. It'll be gentle, and it'll feel good, and you won't say a word. And then afterwards, everything will be better.
Give me a hug, my darling.
it.
Yes, Elodie, this is it. He's done it.
He did it for me.
I expect he did.
A beautiful gift. I think he loves me.
Goodbye.
Wait for me.
What's going on?
Relax.
Where am I?
You've been asleep for... You took too many sleeping pills, dear. You've been asleep all day.
But where am I?
I'll go and get the nurse. I'll go and tell her you've woken up.
No, wait. Don't leave me on my own.
I'll be back.
No. Stay with me.
Are you feeling better?
What am I doing here? Did you bring me?
I made an emergency return.
What emergency?
I came back from my seminar, Anne. You were found stretched out in the living room. The next door neighbour found you on the floor. Luckily, he was passing by. What happened? It's my fault. I should never have left for that seminar. But you see...
What about Nicholas?
Hmm?
Where is he?
I left him a message.
He still hasn't called me.
No.
Do you think he'll come on Sunday?
I'm sure he'll come and see you, yes.
Did you tell him? Did you tell him I was here?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He'll come. He'll come and see you.
You think so?
Of course.
No. He won't come. He'll never come.
Of course he will. Don't worry. I'm sure he'll come on Sunday.
I hope he comes. I left him a message inviting him to lunch on Sunday. I don't understand why he never tells me what's happening in his life. It's as if he'd disappeared.
You know very well. He's busy.
Doing what?
I don't know. Living. But I left him a message. I'm sure he'll drop by to see you.
Do you think all sons are like him? I mean, that ungrateful.
I suppose it's in the nature of things.
They disappear from our lives. They abandon us without looking back.
Shh.
All that's left to us is the memory of those very early mornings when I had to get up to get their breakfast ready. Yes, the bread and the milk. And then we'd walk to school side by side, walking down those streets in the early morning, and I used to carry their little satchels so they didn't get tired. And in front of the school, they'd kiss me so trustingly, so sweetly. And then they'd disappear across the yard. They'd disappear with all the other children in that crowd of little satchels. So, tell me, what was all that for? When it comes down to it, what was all that for?
He'll come and see you. He will come.
In The Mother by Florian Zeller. The mother was Gina McKee. The father, Tom Goodman Hill. The son, Jonathan Bailey. And the girl, Kezia Joseph. The Mother was translated from the French by Christopher Hampton. The director was Peter Kavanagh.
And you can hear Florian Zeller's companion play, The Father, in Drama on Three at the same time next week here on Radio 3. This weekend on Music Matters, Tom Service meets the pianist Sir Andreas Schiff.
It's not right to just play your music and shut up. When you see injustice and you do have an audience that listens to you, then it is your responsibility to speak up. You have to be open and not just to retreat behind the closed gates of holy art. Art and society, art and politics are not separable, in my opinion.
So Andreas Schiff on this week's Music Matters, available to listen to now on the BBC Radio 3 website. This is Radio 3, it's 10:15, and time for tonight's Early Music Late, presented by Hannah French.
This evening, Early Music Late comes from the Ansbach Bach Week. Friday, the 28th of July, saw the opening night of the festival take place in the sophisticated Versailles and Louvre-inspired setting of the Ansbach Residence Orangery. Amid the citrus, pistachio, strawberry and laurel trees, mirrored on arrangements in Baroque specimen books, the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra performed secular cantatas and orchestral works by Johann Sebastian Bach. This afternoon on the Early Music Show, we encountered Bach's arrival in Curtin and the wealth of instrumental works he produced during his tenure in that hothouse of virtuoso performers. This evening, with the Freiburg musicians, we continue that exploration through the secular wedding cantata Weich ich nur betrübte Schatten and his triple violin concerto in D. But we're also treated to works composed or revised in Leipzig. The first, his glorious orchestral suite number 3 in D, not in that chamber curtain incarnation, but reworked with the full festive complement of trumpets and timpani for the Leipzig Collegium Musicum.